2. Connecting. Navigating the world of texting, Twitter, and Tinder. The number of options and types of influences we are managing in the digital age make it challenging to understand what is really right for us. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish between what we value and what we think we should value based on what we see on our phones, on social media, and through online and print marketing. As a society, we have reached a point where we need to actively choose to unplug, slow down, be alone, and pay attention to one another and the world around us. Making healthy decisions requires listening to your heart, feeling what is in your gut, knowing your own mind, and following your instincts. When you do this, you are following your own inner compass, the guiding interior force that indicates the right direction for you through awareness, perspective, forethought, and reflection. Tapping into your inner compass, however, requires focus. That's the thing about the internet. It doesn't simply help us find the best thing out there. It has helped to produce the idea that there is a best thing, and if we search hard enough, we can find it. And in turn, there are a whole bunch of inferior things that we'd be foolish to choose. Aziz Ansari, Modern Romance. Acknowledging the factors that clutter our lives can help us develop the filters we need to sort through the many options, narrow our view, and prevent us from turning minor choices into a series of endless comparisons. In a Fresh Air interview, Dr. Francis E. Jensen, chair of the neurology department at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School, and author of The Teenage Brain, A Neuroscientist's Survival Guide to Raising Adolescents and Young Adults, confirmed our need to examine the way we engage with information and input. Host Terry Gross asked Jensen to address the fact that people are overwhelmed by constant streams of information, yet also crave it. According to Jensen, medical education started taking a different approach to learning a few decades ago. Because there are too many facts to memorize during medical school, students are being taught efficient ways to access information rather than absorbing, digesting, and ingraining that information. Doctors cannot possibly stay up to date by memorizing everything. Students are developing the skill of scanning and also validating information sources and knowing where to go when.